Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Léopold Senghor. Now, Léopold Senghor was from Senegal. His dates are from 1906 to 2001. And Senegal is a country in West Africa. And at that time when he was born, Senegal was under the control of the French. And Léopold Senghor, he was born in a prosperous family. And earlier in his life, he wanted to become a teacher priest. But at the age of 20, he realized that priesthood was not his cup of tea. Afterwards, Senghor went to Paris to pursue his further studies. And after completing his university education, he also became a faculty member at École Nationale de la France des Outre-mer. Now, this was a colonial school, let's say an institution of French higher education, which used to train public servants and administrators of the French colonial empire. So here, Léopold Senghor became a faculty member and here he taught African languages and civilization. But later on, with the beginning of the Second World War in 1939, he was drafted into the army and he was also captured by the German forces. But later on, he was released and after that, he started his fight for independence of African colonies and African nations from France. And at that time, Senegal was a part of the French Empire. It was one of the colonies of the French West Africa. And later on, after the end of the Second World War, as it happened worldwide, that freedom movements gained ground. And finally, with the independence of Senegal, he became President of Senegal, the first President of Senegal. And Léopold Senghor was a poet as well as a teacher, and later on he also became a statesman. And then finally the first President of the Republic of Senegal. And in the field of literature, he is famous as one of the proponents of the concept of negritude. And the other person who is famous is Aimé César. And when Senghor was the President of Senegal, the Republic of Senegal, he tried to modernize Senegal's agriculture, instill a sense of enlightened citizenship, he tried to combat corruption and inefficiency, and he also tried to forge closer ties with his African neighbors and continue cooperation with the French. And he advocated a form of socialism that was based on African realities and was often called African socialism. And Senghor's socialism was democratic and humanistic, and it shunned like the dictatorship of the proletariat. Now, this is something which you read in Marxism about the dictatorship of the proletariat. But Senghor was against this notion, though he admired socialism, but not this particular concept. And he was a vigorous spokesman for the Third World, and he protested unfair terms of trade that worked to the disadvantage of African nations. And as I said earlier, that along with Aimé César, Senghor was one of the originators of the concept of negritude in the 1930s and 1940s. In 1947, he helped to establish the journal called Présence Africaine. Okay, Présence Africaine. This is a journal which published the works of African writers. And in 1948, he came up with his own anthology of French language poetry by black Africans. That became a seminal text of the negritude movement. Later on, he retired as president of Senegal and he left politics and went back to France, where he gained citizenship in 1932. And after that, he published his memoir called That Which I Believe, Negritude, Frenchness and the Universal Civilization. Okay, That Which I Believe, Negritude, Frenchness and Universal Civilization. And this particular memoir was published in 1988. And it has to be said that though he was a supporter of African culture, he also appreciated the cultural contributions of the West, and particularly France. So, from an exam point of view, just remember that along with Aimé César, Léopold Senghor is one of the proponents of the concept of negritude, which just means the literary and artistic expression of the black African experience. And also remember the name of his memoir called That Which I Believe, Negritude, Frenchness and Universal Civilization. And this particular memoir came out in 1988.